Hey guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do an intro.
Okay.
Check. Check, check.
That's awesome in person.
Yeah. It's too bad that we don't have Luke here to do his puking or whatever it is that check. He normally does.
Check. Wow. So, welcome to episode Sweet Ass Shit.
Hell yeah. Sweet Ass Shit. That's right, doggy. Yeah, all right. So wow. Here we go.
We suck.
Yeah, we suck already. We suck in record time. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. We suck in Technicolor stereo.
So this is our first face-to-face recording.
And it's ugly.
No.
Oh, God.
Jeez, did you know Warren looked like that?
Yeah. I haven't seen this fucker in a few years, and holy shit. This is awesome. This is exactly what I expected.
This is better than I thought.
Grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk.
Here's round three of our guess the bird game. I don't know what the hell this
Who's
is.
Who's that bird?
Luke's normally the host of this. Who's that bird? But he couldn't join us this week because he's a little bitch. So
little tired,
he's
dirty
a little
bitch.
Little punk bastard.
Here's the next bird sound.
Holy.
Jump. Okay, I got it. That's a seagull eating garbage.
Okay. T-Bone?
So you think it looks and sounds like a seagull?
It is a seagull. And it's making its call where it's saying, look, there's some good garbage.
Nope.
Okay.
That's a warning to other birds that there is an intruder.
And what kind of bird is it?
And it's
what does it look like?
It's a yellow bird, and it's probably the size of my.
You're fist. Looking around at your body parts.
The size of your fist, okay?
Yeah.
And
maybe the size of two fists together.
Two fists together.
This
twice big. The size of your fist.
Yeah,
that's a lot for one bird to take.
And it's got a big head.
Is it? It's yellow through and through.
Yeah. Mostly
and,
yellow.
It's got a big head?
Mostly yellow, big head.
Nice big beak or what?
It's not a big bird. Okay, it's just a big head.
No, but I mean big head.
Hey, John,
have
don't
a big
try and trap
what?
Him. Luke would so kick your ass if you did that.
That's right.
When
Luke,
he was here.
Luke could only dream of kicking my ass. What are you talking about?
How come you only had to give one description of your bird, a seagull? And now
fucking everybody knows that a seagull.
But now
like.
I've got to go into detail because he's going to say, no, the bird didn't have a big head. You're wrong. I was closer.
Okay, whatever. Okay. So that's all you care to give is that it's a yellow bird with a big head.
That's pretty good.
It's the size of two of your fists. Okay,
that's
fine.
Pretty.
What's your thing?
Okay, it is a marine bird, so you're right there.
Well, you're just stating this like you already know the fucking answer. That's what I'm looking.
Yeah.
The fucking.
No, I don't fucking know, but.
This is your take on it, is that it's a marine bird.
It's a marine bird.
It sounded like he already knows the answer.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And I hear you on that.
He told me
winning the reach-around contest if I knew the answer.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a bluish-green bird.
Bluish-green?
There's blues and greens, like the Hartford Whalers. And it's...
Which no longer exists. Is this bird extinct?
It's No, it moved to Carolina.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
And it swims, and it's very duck-like. Look, much like a mallard, but more brightly colored.
Isn't the mallard
more bright blues and greens or what?
Yes,
more of the bright dark colors.
Right.
All right. Well, see, I have a feeling nobody's getting a point here this week.
Fuck.
All right, hello everyone. This is Luke, the bitch, and Warren asked me to record an answer to this segment, even though you should know I'm recording this well after the rest of this Who's That Bird segment was recorded, including, by the way, the responses that these jackasses are going to give to my answer.
Oh!
See?
Yeah,
oh.
Oh, I thought I had it.
So the correct answer is that this is a takahe. It's a New Zealand flightless rail. And believe it or not, check it on the internet if you like, Warren was actually remarkably close. So this isn't a marine bird, and it's not duck-like, but it's a rather large, bright blue-green, a rail-like bird. It sort of looks like a giant finch. And just like the Hartford whalers, it's nearly extinct. There's only a few hundred of these things left.
I can't believe the bright blues and greens was true.
Maybe we shouldn't be that general.
Okay, all right. Specific? Yeah. Perhaps. The other one. One or the other. Maybe
let's
not
be
so
more
good.
Specific than that.
I was more specific?
I was pretty sure the bird didn't eat that. I knew that the bird didn't eat that.
That is shocking.
Yes.
I didn't think its head was that size.
Did it really have the thing up the thing?
Yeah.
Holy mother.
Yeah.
Two fists.
I was right
So, congratulations, Warren. You've earned a narrow lead in your quest for the reach around.
Well, I guess now.
Now we know.
Now we know who's in the lead.
Yeah, and now we're smarter.
Join us next time for more of Who's That Bird?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superheroes Phone Booth.
This week's superhero. I don't have a name for him, but his superpower is extreme concentration, or the inability to get distracted.
Okay. The inability. It's almost like he lacks that ability.
He does.
Really?
The superpower, yeah.
So, we don't have a name for this fucknose, hey?
Concentration boy.
Man.
Man.
Yeah, concentration man. Concentration boy. Holy shit, this guy is super gay. His superpower is that he lacks the ability to be distracted, and his name is Concentration Boy. I bet you he gets all the girls.
Yeah. So how does he fight crime?
Well, see, that's the great thing. He's very adaptable. So depending on the supervillain, he can focus on a strategy to defeat him.
Such as?
Such as a shit-throwing gorilla.
Okay, of course, the gold standard test. So
it
how does he
be
fare?
An episode if we didn't
how does he fare against the shit-throwing gorilla?
Well, initially, he'd probably get the shit thrown at him. He'd probably get nailed
the shit
hard.
Thrown out of him.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that wouldn't be so good, but he would learn very quickly and focus on how to defeat this guy.
Mm. And what do you think he would?
He would prevail.
So he's
but how? What would he concentrate on? What would his?
Hey,
focus
I'm no superhero.
So he's okay. So not only is he super concentration boy and super implementation boy, he's super strategy boy. Because the concentration isn't anything. You can concentrate all day long with no strategy. You got nothing.
He might be concentrating on his fucking shoe.
Yeah,
and he's getting shit thrown all over him.
And that wouldn't distract him at all.
but yet he's just so intensely focused on his shoe.
Yes.
That the gorilla is just fucking shitting all over him.
That's right.
Throwing
and
shit,
it doesn't bother him.
So
eventually,
I mean,
the gorilla is just...
He tires.
He tires from... shitting a lot and throwing it.
This is the perfect superhero.
And then what does he do? Does he just go up and boot him or what?
If that's what his strategy is. If that's what he's been concentrating
on. I guess if he's been concentrating on his shoe, he's like, I'm really going to kick this gorilla with the shoe.
Yeah.
And then eventually when the gorilla shows a moment of weakness.
Boot.
Kazam.
Yes.
Nails him. Poof.
Holy fuck. This sounds like this superhero does sound super gay to me, but
hey,
I'm not judging. I'm just saying he sounds
how
fucking
about,
super gay.
How about instead of Concentration Boy, we call him Boy Concentration,
or maybe Boy Concentration Boy?
Kind of the.
I don't think I get it.
Well, I was thinking like Boy George. Like Boy George. Since he's super gay.
Oh, I see.
Boy George.
That was a...
Boy Concentration.
Okay, I get it.
And then
it now.
Boy Concentration, yeah. Boy. I didn't
that was from left field. Yeah. You were really concentrating on
I was
that
really concentrating.
His was that. Almost a non sequitur, and mine was a non sequitur. Maybe I'm a superhero. Non sequitur man.
Boy non sequitur.
Welcome to Urban Legend, believe it or not.
The term urban legend is actually quite an old term dating back to the Middle Ages, where it was a primarily rural society. And it would be people from smaller towns and from farms going to the city and learning these great new learnings.
learnings.
Yeah, and then they go back to the farm and tell everyone about these great stories, and they became known as urban legends.
So they would tell people this is an urban legend?
No, they'd say, I learned this in the urban
center. I learned this in the urban.
Yeah, they were kind of dumb back then.
And then other people would go, I bet you it's just a legend. So it must be an urban legend.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sounds like a bunch of shit to me.
Well, it's true.
This is in the Middle Ages?
Yeah.
When did the word urban come about?
It was around 800.
Oh, Cro-Magnon man introduced urban.
Urban. That's some clubs and shit. Some areas where they had some fucking, you know.
It's where more people were. There was less people in rural and more people. That was urban.
That was urban.
Yeah.
That 30 or 40 people together.
Yeah.
30 or 40 Cro-Magnon bitches. And they figured this is an urban center right here.
Yeah.
And then about 800, they actually put the word in there. They decided, let's call this shit urban.
Well, the Cro-Magnon people spoke a different
language. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Is that French?
Cro-Magnon! Did I say it wrong? Is it Magnon?
Yeah.
I've always said Cro-Magnon, man.
Yeah, but me too, but maybe I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know.
It turns out you both are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
You can actually punch him this week. You should remind him of that.
I'm going to verbally punch him for, you know, just saying that the word urban came in about the year 800.
Yeah.
And then they decided that when people came from urban centers and told them stories that they were considered urban legends. It's a bunch of shit is what it is.
When do you think urban legend became a name?
About 1940.
When the movie came out.
What happened in 1940?
Yeah. About 1940.
That's when they changed it from Mannion to Magnon.
Yeah. And that's when it changed from being urban teaching to urban legend. Because they knew that people were all full of shit. Man, I really stumped them that time.
Wow. I even got lost there.
Yeah. I actually saw him start bleeding out of his ear.
Oh, just like Luke.
Just like Luke.
Except that Luke would bleed out of his ass. All those hemorrhoids remind me of
you. They came the day you... Yeah. We're leaving you fuckers hanging this week.
Yeah. Well, fuck That's you guys, we're not out of here yet.
That's right.
There's another part coming, baby.
You know, it comes after number one. It's number two.
And it only gets worse.
That's a scary thought.
It's sweet as shit part two.
Yeah.
It's sweet as shit number two. That's what it should be. Yeah, it's not part two, it's number two.